All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, Bates-Town? Hey, how we doing on a Monday? It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Roll call's already been taken. Everybody present and accounted for, including the station mascot in the back, as Juggalo Trey is, I guess, blocking the shadow of Nick. Or is the shadow of Nick in the production room once again? Nick, you've given permission, correct? Because people are not allowed in that area and space unless you give them permission.
Well, there's already been one person that's been banned.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So therefore,
Name names.
No, no need
shame
to name
them.
Names.
Shame
without,
them.
Without need for a bouncer checking IDs and taking cover charges, no one is allowed in that room unless you give permission. So you've granted permission to Trey?
I mean, if your last name is Gao, you're probably allowed in the room.
On one of the tours he gives.
Intern Trey comes in every Monday, and we love having him. So,
oh, we do?
Yeah. Well, I'm okay with him. I don't know. I guess you guys tolerate
him. There's a big difference between love having him and okay with him being there.
So you guys are just okay with him being here?
No, I love Trey.
I love Trey as well.
I love
I'm
him to death. He's the best. I just didn't know. Like you said, we love having him. And then I said love, and you said I'm okay with him being here. That's two different things completely.
Now,
you're double talking over here. You're running for office?
Love. No, okay. I am not.
Okay. You've heard the stories while you were out, but Nick and I once again today were the benefactors of intern talk out in the bullpen.
Oh, boy.
It is at a different level that it is.
With Radu out there?
Radu, tries to provide some kind of, guidance. Balance,
he's
guidance,
kind of a good catalyst, honestly.
He's just hopefully outnumbered.
Radu is a good catalyst for.
Yeah, he lets whatever happens kind of happen.
Yeah, he's good at that.
Amongst other things, if you missed it, Ty Lue was fired as the Cavs coach. They started out 0-6 to
that
start
is
this
the
year.
Breaking news. I love that LeBron immediately reaches out to him and is like, hey, man, you know where I'm at.
Yeah,
out in L.A., getting me fired. That's where you're at. Leaving me, making me look bad.
Yeah, I was your puppet for all those years just so that, and did everything that you want just so that I'd have job security. I don't have it anymore.
Yeah.
So Larry Drew is the interim head coach.
So Cleveland is just firing everybody.
Yep. Two coaches fired this week.
To which our mascot responds, yeah, Larry Drew, wasn't he the coach at Baylor? No, that's Scott Drew. Trey, and by the way, they weren't adopting, one family didn't adopt the other. Larry's black, Scott's white. Oh, yeah, that I guess could factor into it, huh?
Hmm.
Okay, here we go.
Gotta love Trey. I mean, you have to tolerate him because he works here, but you also have to love him.
We were rolling on about 5 minutes of the conversation on my cell phone. It was sitting right behind him.
You were rolling?
Oh, yeah, he had no idea I was recording.
You're going to get a lot of hits on YouTube with that. That's going to go well.
We might share some of intern Trey's
rants on the air. On the air?
Yeah.
If we can find the Texas Tech comment alone.
Yeah, we have the Texas Tech comment.
Really?
Yeah. He was very disrespectful to Texas Tech.
Was it about venereal diseases?
A certain MVP candidate NFL player this year.
Oh. You were disparaging Patrick Mahomes?
He was.
Yes. So
How dare you, sir?
How do you know this, Trey? Well, the guy I know went to Texas Tech, and I went, so that solidifies it. Has to be true then? I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have. And I'm like, so you're out here blasting a guy all over, and you don't know if it's true or not, and your only validation to your source is, well, he went to Texas Tech.
Trey's the master of crawfishing. He'll say something and then immediately backtrack.
Yes.
Immediately start. Not that there's anything wrong with that, and I'm okay with it. And
that's on me. I got to do better.
I'm dyslexic. Like, no, that's your words. You're saying words just fine. You're not saying words backwards. You said what you meant. You can't use it as an excuse. So nice Nick, try, though.
Because Nick and I were sitting there going, and I'm like, oh, my God, we're going to get another day of this? And then Nick was like, no, we should record it. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's a great smart. Idea.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but good then job. He stopped recording right when we got a couple of the stories.
Well, there was 5 minutes. I got to go through 5 minutes of intern Trey. I don't think either one of you want to go through 5 minutes of intern Trey audio.
Hell no. Nope. Not.
So I'm going
to
isolate
that with Monday movie moments. No, thank you. No.
So I'm going to isolate the best parts, and I'm going to play it for you.
Somebody wants to know if you have on your Ty Montgomery jersey today, Joel.
No. Never had one and now never will.
I'm so pissed. I was
thinking about it the whole time going, there's one time in my life I want Barry to be right, and it's today.
I was looking like a genius.
Yes.
Most of the day until he fumbled. And then I was like, you dirty
rat.
Now,
you heard the backstory on that?
No.
So the series before the Rams got the ball for their final drive, he was taken out and replaced by either Jones or Williams again, who are both really good young running backs.
Uh-huh.
And he blew a major tantrum on the sidelines, throwing his helmet and everything like that. So when the Packers were to receive the kick, he was specifically told to down it in the end zone. And again, from an intelligent football standpoint, that means 2:05 on the clock. You can throw your first play in the middle of the field and get a free timeout with the two-minute warning.
Yep.
He blatantly did not listen to anyone, did what he did, and then ended up fumbling. And the
So he ran it out when he was told to down it.
Correct. And fumbled and lost it. And there are guys in the locker room that said they wanted to remain unnamed, but going, yeah, that's...
unacceptable.
Yeah, you selfish, don't. A-hole kind of... They were like... I'll be surprised if he has a job at the end of the week.
Really?
With the Packers.
That bad,
yeah,
huh?
I think as much as, you know, and we were talking about this, Charlie and I were talking about it in the hallway. As much as when you're a receiver coming out that could have had a job on any team in the league, and the Packers could have found a home for you, but they said, hey, we're really in a bind. You played running back in the past. Can you do it? Then after a good first year doing it, said, hey, in the offseason, bulk up, get stronger. We're going to keep using you. And then, oh, by the way, you draft two running backs in the second round that can play, and suddenly you're an afterthought. You ruin the guy's career as a receiver because now losing the muscle and the weight and gaining the speed back.
Yep.
So you got to feel kind of like you owe him a little bit, but you don't need to be. That game's going to cost them at the end of the year.
But all he had to do was obey, you know, the coach's decisions, and he would have been fine. He that's on him. I mean, that's
that one was painful for me.
Man, I'm just glad I pull up our text line, and I'm not reading it. We so far no one's texted the show, which is crazy. We're 8 minutes in and we haven't had a text. Usually it's already filling up. But man, they're even mean to Charlie. Who's mean to Charlie? Charlie does nothing to nobody.
On the days that you're not here,
boy,
I can tell you who's mean to Charlie.
Everybody,
the
apparently.
The texters are mean to everyone.
Yeah, the texters are meanies, meanie pantses. So,
we'll get to
somebody
that too,
just texted
because, by
first.
The way, Mike Gundy's quotes after the game against Texas.
Uh-huh.
He has clearly defined several of our texters.
Has he?
Yes. Okay. And we'll get to that audio because it is hilarious.
So I know we're running short on time this segment, but do I have some doozies for you guys. I had a show Friday.
Right.
And the crowd was amazing.
Good.
Until about 20 minutes into my set.
Uh-oh.
And then it all went off the rails pretty quickly. So I'll tell you the full story. This has never happened to me in 5+ years of comedy.
Really?
Yeah. So we'll get to that. Plus,
you got a standing ovation.
No, that's happened before. Thank you very much.
Check it.
Jerk. I've got a full standing O.
That was John Parker. It just got some people through me.
I've had some people stand for me. I can't say a full standing O.
Trey did, but he thought he was getting more chicken strips.
Yeah. That's probably true. But I want to talk about that. I know we got a ton of sports to talk about. I went out and bought Red Dead Redemption 2.
I saw that you
tweeted about
that.
We got to talk about that game.
Nick and I got to talk about the fact that it's one thing when our time is our weekend time and we don't need to be bothered unless it's important and we get a text from you that says, oh, man, do I got a story for you guys about what happened that we're going to talk about on the show on Monday.
Looking forward to it.
And Nick's, we're all fired up, and Nick's response is, so you're going to let us know? Or did,
nope.
And you go, no, I'll just save it for
gotta
the show.
Save it.
So then what the hell did you text us for?
And now this segment is about to end, so we got to do it next segment. I just texted you because I was so amped up. I was so, like, I can't believe that just happened. I can't. It was wild. So I just had to tell you guys.
Well, it was frustrating to be worry. Nick and I waiting for it. I got, and then going, oh,
because usually we tell stories from our weekend or the day before, the night before. So
it
was like,
blue
I got
balls
us
of
covered.
Text messages. We're all excited waiting for it. And then you're like, yeah,
something
you're gonna have to
told me. So many words that I could have never texted it
and
to it, you.
And that's what and I thought. I figured you wouldn't have been able to explain
it's a story.
It via text.
I'm not going to text you a story. It would take too long. And to just ruin it by telling you.
Most of our suspects would text you the
yeah,
entire story in detail.
That's true. But to ruin it by telling you, but I will say this, and I know we got to get out of here, Nick, but if you have kids in the car, you're probably not going to want them to listen next segment as I tell the story. There's
saucy.
There's certain things that were said, and you should just be forewarned. This is an adult story.
I like it. Okay. That sounds good. So you got something to look forward to already as we get you fastened seatbelts and ready to go with us as we take a ride and a journey all the way till 3 o'clock, and then we'll be joined by the Sports Mappers, which will be simulcast until 4 o'clock. So 1 to 4 is our time. You're here, I'm here, Barry's here, Nick's here, and even Trey's here. So let's make the most of it. By the way, happy birthday to my man Tripp Brown. All the way through his time at Arkansas and now back here in the city of Houston, Tripp Brown is a loyal suspect. He listens to us every day while he's out on his delivery route. So happy birthday, Trippster. We
happy
appreciate
birthday,
you,
man.
And if you want to join the show, like several have not done yet on text message, but they are doing on Twitter, 713-780-3776. Call or text that number. Also hit us up on Twitter at The Producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at Barry Is Funny. Before we head to break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Gallery Furniture. I've been telling you about them for a long time, and it's with good reason. I buy all my furniture from Gallery Furniture. I have since I've become a Houstonian and moved here some 23-odd years ago. And it's simply because of the fact that all I ask for in a furniture store is exactly what Mac and his staff deliver, and that is I want stuff that's going to last. I want quality. If I can get American-made, solid wood, that always helps, and that's exactly what Gallery Furniture has. And I want them to make sure that there is service before, during, and after the sale, and I want to get the best prices possible. All those things and all those boxes are checked when you shop at Gallery Furniture. They have 3 locations to better serve you. They have Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. They have the Galleria across from Dillard's on Post Oak, and of course, the mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. Regardless of what room you need furniture for in your house, regardless of what you're looking for, you're going to find good quality stuff. Whatever you find is going to be available the same day. The delivery people, it's not just a marketing tool. You buy that day, you get it within 3 to 4 hours of your purchase time delivered to your front door, and they go from there. Their finance department's going to work with you as to what day of the month you want the bills to arrive if you do set up a finance program to make sure that you can pay and it's more convenient for you. And of course, the main thing that Mac always stresses is that he takes care of the people of Houston, Texas. And that means from the quality of the furniture to the prices that he has to the way that his people interact with you, the mainstay that is of all mainstays when you talk about Gallery Furniture, Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back. Just getting started. Usual Suspects on a Monday fun day as we continue to entertain you, hopefully, through the week. And if we don't, well, we'll hear about it as we normally do on text message, Twitter, etc. Barry, Nick, and I are all present and accounted for. Trey's along for the ride, so we appreciate everybody in tune as we get ready to get started. So without further ado,
yes,
Barry, you set the stage, you tickled, you rubbed, you tweeted.
Yes.
And then you shut us down. Now the door is open, so you might as well come on through.
All right, so yeah, if you do have kids or you're sensitive to bad words, then you probably shouldn't listen. Or adult subject
Trey,
matter.
Leave the production studio.
Change your radio and come back at 1:30 when this segment is over. There you go. So you've been warned. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. So we had the show Friday at the Joke Joint. It's the moving party show, right?
Yep.
And lineup is stacked, and I was lucky enough to get to go last and close out the show. They had like 6-7 comics. Everybody did 10 minutes. And then since I was going last, I did 30, which was awesome.
That's very cool.
Yeah, especially since there were guys on the show that probably should have been headlining ahead of me. I don't know why they chose me. Maybe just sympathy. Who knows? But
that would have been my guess.
So I'm on stage. And again, the crowd was amazing. Everybody just was crushing it and having great sets. And the crowd was hot. A little noisy. But that's okay. Some the joke joint on occasion will get a little noisy.
Now, when you say noisy, is that the people talking. Responding to you?
No, just talking to each other, okay. Talking in general. No big deal, right? So I'm on stage about 20 minutes into a 30-minute set, and I just hear this table that won't stop talking. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to say something because it's getting louder and louder, and it's really starting to distract me. Usually I can ignore stuff. And I don't mind, but I don't want it. One, I don't want it disturbing the people around around that table because they paid too. But if it starts to distract me, that's when I'll step in and say something. So it was a table full of like dudes that were drunk rednecks. So I stopped the show and I go, "Hey guys, y'all are being really loud. This isn't TV. I can hear you. So you know if you're gonna talk." Go outside, just please, but you're ruining this for everybody that paid for a ticket. So I just addressed it, which is what you're supposed to do, and move on. And that's all I said, and then I just kept going. About 3 minutes later, just as loud as could be, just talking at their table, blah, 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 just drunk. Blah, blah. Finally, I was like, okay. I was like, guys, seriously, I don't care if you want to talk, but go outside and do it. And this guy goes, "Who, us?" The one I'm looking directly at goes, "Who, us?" So I lean forward out of the light. Because when you're on stage, the lights are very bright. I can't see the crowd most of the time. I can see directly up front, but these were kind of almost to the back. So I step forward out of the light, and I see these two dudes, rednecks. They're drunk. They're okay. And they're holding hands. And not in a way where, like, they're a couple holding hands. But you ever had like a lingering high five where you forgot to let go?
Kind of like Steve Williams and Tiger Woods.
Yeah, you get drunk and then you just kind of sit there and you're talking and you're holding on to the high five. It was kind of like that. So I just said, yes, you two, the dudes that are holding hands, maybe, if you want to talk, go outside and talk. I don't know. Maybe you want to have sex with each other. That's why you're holding hands. Go outside and have sex with each other. Just be quiet. If you're going to have sex with each other, then have sex right there, but do it quietly. Go outside to your truck and have sex with each other and do it quietly. I don't know. Maybe one of you wants to fellate the other one. And now, I said S the D because it's, you know.
Were but this you is a, drinking? Or
nope.
That was just, I was just Barry being Barry.
I was just angry because I had said, I should back up. So I said, yes, you two holding hands, if you want to have sex with each other, go outside in the parking lot and do it. And then I started to move on, and then they said something again. And that's when I was like, look, I don't care. Maybe one of you wants to fellate the other one, whatever. But if you're going to do it quietly or go outside and do it. It's obvious you guys are trying to spark up something here. Go outside and do it. It's all I'm saying. So when I suggested that the one man orally please the other man. They obviously didn't like that.
I don't know why.
But out of nowhere, as I'm going back to continue my set, I hear a third voice go, "That's my son." Oh, wow. Now, I broke the cardinal sin of comedians, which is you never ask a heckler to repeat themselves. And I said, "What did you say?" And he goes, "I said, that's my son." And I said, "Well, then you SSD."
Man, I missed the best performance.
I don't care who does it. Y'all just shut the bleep up. And that was probably too far. Telling another grown man to S his son's D is probably a line.
That's how they get physical.
So he stands up, and he was a mountain of a man.
Oh, no.
And I was like, in my mind, I just took the biggest gulp inside. I was just like, oh, damn. This guy, this is a big fella. He looked like one of those guys that no matter how hard you punched him, it wasn't going to hurt him. You know, you ever seen a dude where you're like, I could punch that dude 50 times in the face. And he's just going to be like, this all you got? Like, I was like, I'm going to die. And so He goes, I'm going to whip your ass. Now, I'm in front of a room of 200 plus people. And I can't let this dude punk me in front of 200 plus people. So he goes, I'm going to whip your ass. And I was like, well, bitch, you know where I work.
So you didn't back down. Just kept pushing that out.
No. In my mind, I'm going, don't say that. Don't say, you already told him to fillet his son. Don't say, no, what are you doing? And then I said it, and then my mind's going, yeah, you're going to die now. You're definitely going to die.
How's the security at the joke joint?
Well, it wasn't until he stood up that they hustled over there. But then he goes, I'm going to be waiting for you outside, and I'm going to whip your ass. I said, okay. He goes, I'll be waiting for you. I was like, dude, I don't give a bleep if you're going to wait. Just wait quietly, because my God, y'all won't shut up. And he waited. True to his word.
Oh, he did.
They waited for almost an hour.
So he's no white match.
No. Oh, shot fired.
Ouch.
Ouch. Ouch. Well, watch the text line, because it ain't coming through with the phone call.
That dude and his son and whoever the third guy in their threesome was, they waited for probably an hour. And now,
did you scout the scene out? Did you know they were waiting?
So when they were throwing them out, they were throwing them out while I was on stage. And so I was kind of watching them, because I was like, this dude rushes the stage. At least I knew where the mic stand was. I had the mic. I was going to, I was going to use whatever I had.
Right.
But he didn't, fortunately. And in retrospect, I went too far. I should have never said that to the man.
I mean, that's the one thing you say where someone's probably gonna use
force. Not the one thing, but it's the same rules on our show. Family, yeah. Wife,
I mean, look,
kids, just don't.
Look, let's be honest. If you're making a list of things, that probably doesn't even make the list, because who would say that to a grown man? Like, you? Why would...
Yeah. You gotta have an escape route, bro. You gotta park that truck or the now Honda. Then,
yeah, people were like, "Do you want me to pull your car around back, or do you want me to?" And I was like, "You know what? If I die, I die."
Unfortunately,
you know
the comment was not along the same lines. But you needed that back door, and you needed it to be an exit only.
And he was angry. And then this other guy, Juan Villarreal, outstanding comic, amazing comic, OG comic. He's done BET Comic View more than any comic in the nation.
Okay,
pulls me aside and he goes, "Bro, you can't be telling people that." He goes, next time, he goes, I love you, you're great, you're hilarious, but next time, just maybe call the owner over and have him removed. I was like, yeah, I didn't think of that. That thought never crossed my mind, but next time it will, Juan. I appreciate it. He goes, but you do have some thug life in you. I was like, well, all I could think was, no, you're not going to punk me in front of 200 people. I mean, I might die, but you're not going to punk me. No, not going to happen. Boy, like that dude.
Like you have to be quicker than them, though.
Yeah, that's why I was just like, a lot of times you have to trust, and you have to learn how to filter it, and I need to get better at that, but there was a point where I didn't trust everything that I thought and just said, because I wasn't sure if it would be funny or not. And now I'm at that point where I'm just going to say it and trust that it's going to be funny or whatever. And now I think I need to go back to maybe filtering some things as they pop into my head. So, yeah, I almost died is the point.
So we need to find out. Did it?
So if he's listening, I apologize, sir. That was out of line.
So that's how it ended?
Him waiting for me, him and his buddies waiting for me for an hour.
But they're still there
in front
when
of
you
the
go
front
out.
Door. No, they finally left.
Okay.
They finally left, and I was waiting for the second show and hanging out for a little while with some of the comics, because it was a moving thing. And kind of the end of an era for the joke joint, my home club. And,
right.
So I was just hanging out anyways. And then, of course, they had to escort me to my car and make sure that those boys didn't jump out. And, yeah.
That was
good
that,
times.
Yeah, that sounded like a good time. Oh, this is gonna be one of those shows today.
White magic.
As I look at the phone board, I didn't have a feeling on the way in, but I do now. It's gonna be one of those shows. So White Magic's on hold. So is Paul and Eric. We'll get to all of you guys coming up next.
By the way, I just want to point out my last 5 minutes crushed it. After all that happened, I
came
still
back
crushed.
And still finished strong.
Persevered.
That was actually the one thing the comics all said. It was like, bro, I can't believe you finished strong after all that.
Because
usually a lot of times it would have just been like, that's the show, I'm leaving. But had to go out with a laugh, man.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad it finished
I'm
strong.
I'm not proud
for you.
I told that grown man to S his son's D, but I am proud I closed strong. So
Who knows? Maybe he did too. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. If you want to reach the show like those, oh, what, we just already lost one. Why? All right, call back. Our phone line, 713-780-3776. HRNP listener line, call, text, hit us up on Twitter. Before we head to the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing. They have been fantastic and strong supporters of this show, but they're strong supporters of the Houston community. We know there's a lot of people out there that are struggling to try and fix their roof after all the damage done by the hurricane and otherwise. Whether you need it completely replaced or just repairs, a lot of people are out there like storm chasers. They want to get your money up front. Once they get it, they don't do great work or they don't do it at all. They take off with your cash and leave you holding the bag. That's not going to happen with Fitz Roofing because Fitz Roofing is locally owned and operated. They do it all right here. They're not going anywhere, so they're going to be here throughout the entire process to make sure they do the job right and they answer all your questions and take care of you from a customer service perspective. They are a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master Company. You're like, well, what does that mean to me? Well, it means that only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States meet that criteria and get that elite status. You got to be able to do good work and do it consistently to get a rating like that, and they have it. They use CertainTeed shingles, which are the best in the business, and their base warranties are longer than your average roofer. They do great work, and they're not afraid to tell you about it. And plus, to make sure that you know that they're not going anywhere, they give 10% of all their profits back to a nonprofit they set up called Fitz for Families. The money goes to help people who need roof repairs but can't afford to pay for them. It's just another way they give back. And if you need just that extra push over the top to let you know how good they are, they got an A-plus rating on Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor. It's your one-stop shop for everything you need for your roof. FITZroofing.com. Fitz Roofing, 832-521-3001. 832-521-3001. You get a free, no-obligation inspection just by reaching out and getting in contact with them. It's Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
Jump around. Jump around. Jump up and get down.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We're back on The Usual Suspects. We normally set ground rules on certain things around here, and one of them is if we promo your name to say you're coming up on the next segment to kind of give you a heads up that, hey, we haven't forgot about you, we had some stuff to get through, but you're going to be next on the show, don't hang up. White magic. You kind of came through.
He texted, though. He said, I'm going into a doctor's appointment. I'll call back. Hashtag just wait on it.
Turn White and magic. Cough, brother. Turn and cough.
That's from White
Good
Magic.
Good luck at the doctor.
Barry almost got his ass whooped by Big Bob from Harold and Kumar. I don't know who that is.
Who was the wrestler that wore nothing but a pair of overalls and used to just stick the tongue out of his mouth? Huh?
Oh,
was it
Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
Hacksaw Jim Duggan, right?
Yeah. Well, he's the one that did the hi-oh, but are you thinking of
guy who looked unathletic?
Hillbilly Jim or something
like
that?
I think it was Hillbilly Jim. Yeah.
It was kind of like that when he stood up. I was just like, oh, this isn't good.
That's funny.
Yep. Barry, there was a fight because of you this weekend. I'll call and explain. What?
This show is going to be fantastic.
Yeah. That was from Aggie Joe. And then a couple more texts, and we'll do some sports. Somebody asked, is Mike Gundy related to Jeff Van Gundy?
Really? No, Trey, he's not.
Really?
And they're both white.
One is Gundy, one is Van Gundy. That's two different names. That's like saying Peters and one Mick of them Peters. Was a, it's one not of them the
was
same.
A, was a count.
Somebody said, love all you peeps at 97.5, 94.1. Grateful to have a strong lineup throughout the day. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. Yep.
And then they said, all texting, no tweeting, said the texters aren't mean. Some of us just like making fun of Barry's jiggly arms. So speaking of never letting the joke die.
So we mentioned Mike Gundy because you know what? But this is what the one drawback to what we got going at the time slot that we have. A lot of people have already regurgitated ad nauseum some of the subjects that we want to talk about from what happened this weekend. But if you, in case you missed it, and we know that some of you are kind of in tune with the fact that it was the Longhorns playing Oklahoma State. So you know that Oklahoma State got a big victory at home for homecoming. After the game, Mike Gundy, you almost got me to say Van Gundy there. Mike Gundy was at his press conference, And if you know anything about him, you know that aside from having a mullet and being a little bit out there, he's not
he's
big
a man.
On social media.
He's 40.
Yeah, that's right. And he's famous for that speech. He's got two boys that are definitely on social media, but he refuses to be on it. So after the press conference, a question was asked in regards to Twitter, and this is exactly how he handled it.
Criticism where? From where?
Outside. Noise.
From where?
Twitter, radio.
Yeah. Oh, I'd give a rat's ass about Twitter. It's a platform for people that are sitting home trolling an unemployment check, sitting in front of a keyboard.
It's just the greatest response ever. We've been trying.
I'm not disregarding what you're saying. Trust me, I get it at my own house. But, I mean, I just kind of felt like that social media and Twitter is what's destroying this country anyway. So that's how I feel about it, from politics to sports to whatever. It gives people a platform to and then other people are, like, needling it, and they're sitting at home, and they're late on a payment. So, anyway, that's how I feel.
Honestly, for how long since we've been doing this show have we been trying to find a way to summarize some of the texts and tweets we get? God love you, Mike Gundy.
Pretty good.
And he made two of the most perfect fart noises you're ever going to hear in your life. There wasn't extra spit. There wasn't extra, like, a fumble and roll. It was just, yep, precise.
What? That's just... That's so weird that you would be at a press conference and and they're just doing that, but it's pretty good. I do like
it's
him.
It's a question that you're supposed to ask. A lot of times, you know, I think as a reporter, you're supposed to ask that question. Hey, what, you know, how do you respond to all the criticism that you're getting? And it's a frustrating question to answer if you're on the other side of that, because you get that and they're like, what noise are you talking about? Sometimes they're obviously... They know when someone says something bad about it. Sometimes they really don't care. So it's frustrating if you're receiving that question. I get it, but I think it's a legitimate question.
When it happens to people at the Rockets, they have a whole department that makes sure that even if they missed it, someone got it and can bring it to them to let them know. So even if they tell you they don't know, they know. Everybody's got a couple of flunkies that's gathering all that stuff so that they know.
I would agree with that.
It's
I would
fact.
Agree.
I know
he knows. He's just, you know, he's playing coy and trying to downplay the significance of the critics on Twitter.
Because let's be honest, this was a few weeks ago, and remember, we brought it up on the show that there was a report out there that people said that Gundy was holding the press basically as prisoners, and that if you didn't do things the way he wanted it done, he would no longer provide you with student athletes for interviews week to week after practice. So essentially, do it his way, or we're not going to give you anybody to interview, and you're not going to have anything to go on other than what you see with your own eyes, because he was going to be like the mob in how he handles press conferences and such. Yeah. So you already know that, and you know what? You know how he knew all that stuff, and he knew that there was backlash? Because someone told him that was monitoring social media and otherwise.
Yep.
So
though they look. Oh, they
there's
know.
No doubt. I mean, I've told you guys this before, and I think I've told you off air. But the bottom line was, when there were people at the Rockets that provided a Sears catalog of clippings on a daily basis to everyone from the previous owner on down, and it had every single mention, positive, negative, and otherwise, that involved the Houston Rockets.
Wow.
And the problem is,
that's just weird.
It's a lot of trees that died.
That's a gatekeeper. Yeah. When they're gathering all those clippings and stuff that he's talking about, that's essentially a gatekeeper. So that person could be a fan, a Rockets fan, and say, look what this person said about the Rockets that's so bad, or, you know, highly critical. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like they might be, as a gatekeeper, relaying only the bad stuff.
Yeah.
And I love the way Ian Eagle responds to it, because he's a play-by-play voice. And he goes, 9 times out of 10, when a coach has a problem with me, or if a player has a problem with me, I just say, let's go back to the tape, because 9 times out of 10, he heard about what I said on the air through somebody else.
Yep,
absolutely.
So I'll just say, hey, let's go look at the tape. And 9 times out of 10, they never even have a discussion with them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's the most honest, most transparent way you can approach it.
I had it happen personally from when we first started doing this show. Someone called me out on that. And I said to them, tell me what I said. And the phone was just completely silent. And I said, so then what are we talking about here? And I was finally, they gave in and said, well, I didn't hear it, but someone that was listening said that you said that. And I'm like, so already we're, what, 3 generations in, but that's something that's believable? go back and listen to the podcast and let me know. Never heard from him again.
Yeah. Somebody texted and said, Barry, you're wrong. Van could be a middle name. Like Mike or Jeff.
Well, Joel is
Van
the one.
Gundy. Really? So they named both sons Van? And
Joel
the dad?
Is the one what?
Weren't you the one who was, you're going to say Van?
No, but when I said Mike Gundy and Jeff Van Gundy isn't the same thing. The Van Gundy is different than Gundy. And they said, well, Van could be the middle name. Really? So the brother's middle name is Van? The dad's middle name is Van? And then they all go by that? No. It's the last name.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. Eric, we appreciate you hanging in with us. You want to talk a little baseball on the morning or the afternoon after baseball came to a crashing halt last night. So for those of you that are on life support until spring training, get over it. There's plenty to talk about.
Like me.
Yes. There's plenty of other things on the agenda as well. So don't go anywhere. We got much more of the big show. It's the Usual Suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, you guys are the reason we do what we do, and we have fun doing it because this has been a fun first hour already. It's a Monday on the Usual Suspects. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio in the Galleria. You guys are participating, and we always appreciate that. And Barry teased it, and lo and behold, it's here.
Yeah, and by the way, at some point, we're getting text about it. I think it's because I was talking about it all weekend. But at some point, I need to talk about Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah, you were tweeting about
the
it.
The new
right?
game
yeah.
is out. Yeah. People are asking my thoughts on it. I just did the podcast. What is it called?
A Comic-Con or whatever.
Yeah, the Comic-Cast with Jong and Michael Carroll. They brought me in to talk about it.
They sure did. And you forgot to tell us that you were doing it.
So we're timing it perfect. Look, I was with my boss. I don't have to tell you guys.
We're Nick and I are sitting there working on the show, and all of a sudden Nick looks up and goes, "Where's Barry?" And I go, "What's the difference?" He goes, "It is 12:55." I'm like, "He's not here." He goes, guys, "I haven't seen him."
Well, I walked in and Tyler said he saw you. So then I called.
You know, I would tell you guys if I wasn't going to make it. I would never do that to you guys. I'm in the building. You don't have to worry about it.
But yeah, that would be me.
We'll get to that at some point.
That's happened. Yeah.
I have mixed reviews and feelings about this game, so we'll get to that at some point.
I do too, so I'll share mine.
Okay.
All right. With that being said, you had gotten a text earlier.
Let's get Eric's call
from Aggie
first.
Joe. Yes. So Aggie Joe, hang in there because we're gonna get to the fight that Barry caused. But Eric has been patiently waiting. He wants to talk a little baseball. So Eric, what's up?
Hey guys, I don't know about Clayton Kershaw. He might be a free agent this offseason. I was wondering, is there any chance of him coming back home, not to Texas, but to Houston to play for the Astros to maybe win a championship?
No.
And also, Barry, you got some crazy people following you on Instagram. Somebody put down, RIP, he will be missed. I don't know what that's all about. Because I follow you on Instagram as well. And are you getting the fives this Saturday, Barry? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
That was about as weird a call.
Well, the comment you can confirm that. The last part I didn't
what?
Get.
What are you doing this weekend?
I don't know. Something about did you get into a fight this weekend
or the fives? I don't know what he said.
Some RIP on Instagram.
Clayton Kershaw is an idiot if he walks away, by the way, from the remaining 2 years and $65 million on his deal, cuz he's not going to get it anywhere else. He is the freaking face of the Dodger franchise, even though in the postseason he hasn't been great. So, and no, he's not coming to Houston. So let's just put that to bed right now.
No, I don't believe that would be the case.
Now, Nathan Eovaldi could come home and I'd be all right with it.
Yeah, that has been rumored a couple of times now, I believe. So, yeah.
I'm not trying to break the story. I'm just saying I'd be all for
it. No, I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm with you because that's no one is out there talking Kershaw was the point.
Right.
To the Astros. That's just something that anytime someone becomes available, hey, you think LeBron James can come to the Rockets? I mean, it's just one of those things.
This is
Eovaldi, though. That's been a more, there's been more heat behind
this.
It.
Is the baseball equivalent of Carmelo going to the Rockets. If you pursue him for that long, you have to be careful that by the time you get him, he doesn't have anything left in the tank. Kershaw, if you got Kershaw in his prime, would have been fantastic.
Yeah.
But Kershaw with a 91-mile-an-hour fastball that throws 55% breaking pitches now, nah, we're good. We just went through Dallas Keuchel. We're all right. We can get by.
Yeah. Careful what you wish for. I mean, look, there's no doubt Kershaw could still, just like I think Keuchel can still be effective.
Uh-huh.
But they're in a different point in their career than I think they were just a few years ago. And it happens to the best of them.
And if you're going to walk from 2 and 65 mil, you're going to expect to get that and more on the flip side of walking away from one team to get it from somewhere else. And unless the Astros aren't willing to be putting that much, they have so many, as we've talked about ad nauseum, the contracts that they're going to have to get signed in the future. They're not giving anybody that kind of money. Dallas Keuchel, Clayton Kershaw, whoever else you throw.
Well, and the thing is, you have to look at it. Like you said, you know, he's not what he used to be.
Right.
He's still effective. He's still good.
Yes.
He's just not, you know, two or three best pitchers in baseball good right now.
No, and your Astros, from an Astros perspective, you want a guy that even gets better in the playoffs. And that's why Verlander and Cole are your two horses you're going to ride with. So you don't need a guy that's been there and kind of done that and then kind of not. You know, as great as he's been in the regular season. So, no, let's turn the page on that.
Okay.
Fred may turn us to another station if we get continue that talk.
Baseball?
Well, or any kind of outlandish free agency talk. Or trade talk. Yeah. Okay. So, we don't want that. We
Did
don't
that
want
happen when I was gone? Because I feel like I missed
told
something.
You that the guy called up and said, I want to trade Harden for Jimmy Butler, and the fact that we didn't just completely poo-poo it immediately and actually discussed it a little bit. Yeah, Fred's like, I had to turn him off for a half hour because they actually entertained
it. I think I would have turned it off. If I was here.
Pro tip. I'll work on that next time. Appreciate that. I was working with Cody. I was trying to work my way through.
It happens.
All right.
What is this about?
We have been waiting for this. We have been told on text, and now we're going to get the story. Aggie Joe says, a fight Barry caused. Joe, what's up?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing today?
What's up, man?
How are you?
I'm good, man. So, tomorrow's my birthday, so this Saturday, we went out, you know, me and my sister was my DD, and so we went out to celebrate a little bit, and we were in a downtown area, and I get this text from my buddy, goes, hey, Barry from ESPN is over at this bar hanging out. Do you know who he is? And I was like, oh, yeah, I listen to the show every single day. I know who, you know, whatever. So, you know, the last time I saw you, Barry, I was quite drunk.
Yes, you were.
So, my intention was to come over there, and I was drunk that night too. Oh. But my intention was to come over there, buy you a drink, and apologize and leave. That was my intention. Okay. So I get over to this bar with my sister. I go to order you a drink, and I said, I need to get a Crown and Diet Coke for Barry. And the guy goes, oh no, he's drinking vodka cranberry. And I was like, well, that doesn't sound like Barry, but okay. So, you know, I don't know. You might have changed. I don't know. So I got you a drink, and I walked outside. My buddy's standing there, and there's this skinny, really skinny guy. So right away, I knew it wasn't you. And then the other guy, this other big dude, was like getting talked up by the little skinny dude. Tell him this guy that he was going to get him an internship at the radio ship, at the radio station and everything. And I was like, something ain't right here. And the guy turns around, and he's an Asian dude. So I go, I don't know who that is, but that's not Barry Laminack. Y'all are getting fooled. And the guy was like, no. I've been buying drinks all night. He's giving me an internship. This is Barry Laminack. So I Googled you, and I showed the picture. And immediately the guy reaches back, clocks the dude in the face, and knocks him out.
Wait, your buddy punched the guy?
Just one hit, quit it, dude. Smacked him right in the freaking jaw.
What?
Guy fell over on the ground and was just snoring.
I gotta tell you, we don't promote violence like that.
That is outstanding.
That dude kind of had it coming.
So there's a.
So then the dude. So then the dude looks at me, and he's pretty loud. He starts to want to argue with me, and I'm like, no, I'm here with my sister. This is my 40th birthday. I'm an old man now. I ain't doing this. And I was like, John, I'll see you later. And I got out of there. And I don't know what it is. I just thought that was the greatest. Somewhere out there, there's a skinny aging.
All right. We're losing you, Joe.
That's the only reason why we're cutting you
kudos
off.
Kudos to John,
I'm not cutting
by the
you
way.
Off.
Kudos
we're
to John.
We're not cutting you off. John, just, your phone is crapping out, bud.
John just completely put an end to it and went, wait, it's not him? Boom. No. Lights out. Night-night.
So there's a guy. First of all.
There's a poser.
Whoever is desperate enough to pretend they're me, aim higher. What are you doing?
Male comedian, female comedian, or Chinese food? He said there's an Asian guy who said he's Barry Laminack?
But honestly, that's not the first time.
Come on, man.
Not the first time someone's told me that they've known you.
Really?
And you're like, I have no idea who that guy is.
There's one thing to say you know him. The other thing to say you are him.
Yeah. It's different because there are people that'll be like, oh, yeah, I know him. And they I don't know him, or maybe we met once or whatever. And that's fine.
You know,
I don't care.
Some people think you're black. Some people think you're Jewish, but how is an Asian guy going to say his name is Laminack?
Where was Jong this weekend? Where the hell was Jong this weekend?
Jong has been doing some traveling. It couldn't have been Jong.
Why is he out there impersonating me? Jong Lee is out there telling people he's Barry Laminack, and I won't stand for this. I feel like I have to do a political ad.
I mean,
my opponent!
First flag I would have thrown is... No, Laminack. You're probably not named Laminack.
How many Laminacks do you think are Asian? How many Asians do you think are Laminacks? That's just not... Nope. Wow. That's a hilarious story, though, Aggie Joe. I appreciate you sharing
now,
that.
Now, if you just hyphenated it as one way, and that was his full name?
Laminack. Ooh, I don't know.
I don't know. I'll leave that to Granado.
Yeah. That's probably a good call. That's a great story, though. And
I would have just told him, I can assure you he's black. Just listen to
our podcast. Tell your friend that I said thank you very much for defending my honor.
And knocking him out.
John, way to go, John.
Out.
Seriously, I feel like I made it. Because what loser would want to impersonate me?
I don't know.
That's just the dumbest
Buckshot
thing.
Buckshot Bill or Buckshot
no,
Bob?
That's
no,
that's not. God, what a weirdo. Aim high. At least go with somebody on the number one show on the station.
I mean, this maybe Alyssa Milano's been DMing the wrong Barry Laminack.
I'm going to see her. She's going to be like, you're not Barry.
Not
you're not Asian.
What?
Now I got to go see if there's a fake accounts and all that. Now I feel like that's creepy. Now I'm kind of creeped out. I'm not going to lie. That's a little creepy.
Dude got a free drunk and a free night's sleep.
Boy, yeah, he got knocked out too.
It's been a fantastic first hour already.
Boy, man. Yeah, and good luck to that cat going to Vortex and trying to check in on my account. Not going to happen, sir. They know me out there. Man, Vortex, I am so upset that I did not get to go this past week to their grand opening. If you missed it, man, you missed it. But here's a chance to get some cool stuff. Vortex is doing something special for Halloween. If you go out to Vortex, 1707 West Gray, super easy to get to, 1707 West Gray. Show up this Wednesday on Halloween, ready to ride or rumble in your costume, and you'll have a chance to win a 3-class pack, and your class for that night will be complimentary on the house. Just show up, get your workout in, give it a try, see if you like it. I know you're going to love it, though, man. You have not had fun working out until you've done something like Vortex, where they have the ride and rumble classes. It's Houston's first and only multisensory indoor cycling and boxing studio. And a lot of times people are like, what does that mean, Barry, multisensory? I've had a couple of people ask me that. It's not like you're just in the bright lights and there's like they dim the lights. And then when you're supposed to pick up the pace, the lighting changes, the music changes. It's multisensory. So you're not just working out. It's a full workout and it's a full body workout. And it's a multisensory workout at the same time. It's really awesome. You guys are going to love it, man. And it's taught by guys that know what they're doing. Like I said before, it's a full body workout. A lot of people think that cycling is just legs and boxing is just arms. That is not the case. I promise you, it is a full body workout and you will be exhausted afterwards. And they're running all kinds of specials. Get out there and check it out. Go to vortextexas.com to see all of the specials that they have going on. You can try out a class for $25, but dude, go Wednesday and just show up in a costume. Just put a mask on or something. Put on a mask with my face on it. Tell them you're Barry and do a workout. But you can get it for free if you do that. And then they have the $25 Rider Rumble classes, but you can get a $40 unlimited, and then they have the unlimited Rider Rumble memberships for 1 month at $195 per month. It's an outstanding deal. You're going to love the place. For more information, to reserve a bike or a Rumble class, go to VortexTexas.com. That's VortexTexas.com.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.